You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. The next 2.5 hours, Raheel joins us at 9, right here on ESPN 97.5. We are back in studio, our new luxurious studio here. And Dell luxurious. But we do have new chairs. I think AJ probably threatened somebody, right? That's probably the way it happened. So we got new chairs in here, which is nice. Welcome in. We have another Villanova national champion, Dante DiVincenzo. My people. You see, Dell? My people. Okay?
You know what the big long shot was on the board yesterday?
Dante DiVincenzo winning the MVP of the tournament?
It was... Nope. I'll see if this one... I don't love this microphone either, but it was an Italian.
Yeah.
A Sicilian winning the MOP.
And a red-headed Sicilian.
Yeah, he's a true Sicilian. Look at the red hair.
I don't know. Not so sure about that.
Yeah,
although I do have one cousin who has red hair.
Yeah, the outlier Sicilian.
Yeah. That happened. He's not quite as athletic as Dante.
That's the most Italian name of any basketball player ever in the history of the sport. Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah. I mean...
DiVincenzo.
Dante. It was a nice night for the Italians last night as Dante wins a national championship for this people.
The whole team. No, it was Villanova won.
No, it was for the Italians.
It's one
for the Italians. Hey, can we get one national championship? Okay, we haven't had one since North Carolina State. Okay, Jimmy Valvano.
Yeah, come on.
Who?
Calipari, Patina.
Yeah, but it's not like he had any Italian players. At least Valvano had some Italian players. I asked him, too. Valvano was speaking in Lafayette. I said, hey, would you like to have 5 Italians on your team? He said, what are you, crazy? You know how short we would be?
You know who was almost Italian, I felt like? Vinny Del Negro.
Yeah.
But he wasn't.
No. And Corciani. Remember Corciani and Valvano?
Corciani Italian?
Yeah, hell yeah. What are you crazy?
Vinny Del Negro,
is Vinny Del Negro.
Is he?
Yeah. Vinny's Italian. The two, and that's why I asked him. His backcourt was Italian, and they won. He said, what are you, nuts? We can't have all Italians. What are you, nuts? Did you see Darren Revell? The account associated with @DanteDiVincenzo last night had more than 17,000 tweets, including some offensive ones. This morning, 0. He deleted all of his tweets. Because you know what, you headline the national championship, and people are going to look for stuff, right?
Don't go viral.
Don't go viral.
How bad is that when people are try to bring you down intentionally by going, "Wow, this guy's doing great. Let's see if we can find something in his Twitter so we can bring him down."
Well, yeah. What about the woman who was. She went viral because she shamed somebody. Somebody offended her, made some kind of comment. Oh, it was Cam Newton. Remember, and she was the reporter. And then all of a sudden,
Jordan Rodriguez.
Yeah. All of a sudden,
female talk about.
Yeah.
Why does Cam sound like he's in a bedroom?
Talk
like,
about
laying down on a pillow.
Hear female talk about routes.
It's funny. So the next day, oh, look at her offensive tweets. Her and her dad are laughing, making racial jokes and laughing. Okay? And that now all of a sudden, now she's got to apologize. Because Cam, talking about routes. We're talking about routes.
People got on Cam pretty good. They deserve to get on Cam.
Yeah.
You don't need to try to shame her for...
No, but you got to. I mean, that's what America does. We shame. We got
Cam,
the alleged victim.
No, but Cam shouldn't have. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Cam shouldn't have done that. You know, I talked to her a couple weeks ago on the phone. I was just getting team needs. I was checking on team needs for the Carolina Panthers because I followed her. She was already following me on Twitter, and I followed her because I follow a lot of different beat writers. I have to do team needs. And she sent a message to me that she reads all the draft profiles and whatnot. I said, oh, great. Well, if you need any help, let me know. And so I said, hey, you have a second for a phone call. And I'm going to have to call again because I got to have 5 team needs this week. So we were talking, and I was like, I wanted to ask about all the Cam stuff. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to. I'll just stick with talks about the cornerbacks and what do they do now that whoever they got, who is it? Rashad Breeland failed the physical. I'll just stick with that kind of stuff and say, instead of saying, where did you learn about routes? Because Cam and I were super, super weirded out.
To hear a female talk about routes.
Routes.
Cam Newton.
know what tweet is getting the most run from him?
No, which one?
He tweeted this when he was 14. He goes, to my dad, I'm a P now?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to play effing soccer.
Yeah. I saw that one. Somebody captured that one.
Wait, so we're going after the kid's 14-year-old tweets?
Yes.
America, you have got to stop trying to put everyone in the toilet because you're so miserable.
So now, Dal, you're a soccer fan. Do you hate him?
No.
Because he said he doesn't want to play bleeping soccer?
I don't care what DiVincenzo wants to do.
DiVincenzo is going to come around to Serie A. Like, everyone who grows up, once he gets into his, like, 23, he'll start to really get into Serie A. He'll be like, oh, wait a minute. I didn't realize they were so dominant. I didn't know. And I'm forgetting the teams.
Serie A.
Yeah, same thing.
No.
What? Syria.
Syria. Syria. Not Serie A.
I can't remember the other teams. There's like, because my kids will randomly pick those teams. But
Milan. Inter. Roma.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I didn't realize Italian soccer Dell was going to roll up with all the teams.
I'm soccer Dell, not Italian.
There are two teams in Rome.
There's two teams in, yeah, Milan, too. Inter and AC Milan.
Yeah. Anyway, Dell, are you... Oh, look at this. The Astros are getting shamed. Astros are getting shamed because they can't unveil a banner. Good Lord. It did take a while.
So here's what happened yesterday.
It did take a while.
The Astros tried to unveil their World Series banner in case you missed it.
Oh, God.
And they couldn't get the sheet off of it.
No.
And then the worst part was...
Look at Jose Altuve laughing.
And then the worst part was that they had to get a leaf blower. And it wouldn't work. Then they got some kind of tree stick. Then they're hitting it with sticks, throwing rocks at it and basketballs like a kid. Like you know when you get your football stuck in a tree, and so you're throwing or a frisbee stuck in a tree, they're throwing basketballs.
Someone's shoe was stuck up there.
Yes, someone threw a shoe in it.
It was hung over the telephone line, and they couldn't get the shoe off. Oh God! And everybody's laughing at them.
And everyone's laughing until the very first inning when the Astros got on the board immediately with a run, and the Orioles went, Oh God.
Charlie bleeping Morton just kept mowing everybody down.
He got in a little bit of trouble, got himself out.
How about the fifth starter?
He was throwing 98 in the first inning. He hopped it up to 98.
Well, you think he wasn't pumped?
He was, but this is the best his velocity's ever been.
Yeah.
Like, he can throw. We knew he could get to 96, 97. But, man, he was gunning it yesterday.
Well, how bleeping good are you if he's your fifth starter?
I'm telling you right now, you're right. I think 124 wins, 128 wins.
That's what I said.
The 75% winning percentage is realistic.
I am so pissed off because I picked 16th, and we've got a pool going where you pick number of wins. And I picked 108, and somebody picked 100, and I thought that was going to be the highest, and somebody picked 109. They're going over 109. They're going over 109 wins.
Yep.
I'm telling you. When you picked up, does anybody realize that Keiko wasn't there for about 2.5 months? McHugh wasn't there for about 2.5 months. McCullers wasn't there for a couple. Correa wasn't there for a couple of months.
It wasn't Keiko wasn't that long.
Yes, he was. He was out for how long? Yeah.
2.5 months?
About a couple months.
No way it wasn't that long.
I'm telling you.
He was gone. McCullers. McCullers always is gone for 2 months.
No. They were all gone. Whatever they were gone, they were gone. And Verlander didn't get here. Didn't even get here until the last month of the season.
This seems like 100 million years ago. Remember how Mike Fiers was saving your season? He saved
and
your
Peacock
season.
And Peacock too.
And I totally I mean, he's not even here anymore. Mike Fiers was. It seems crazy to say now. He was saving your season when everyone was hurt. Yeah. All your starters were. He stepped up and was pitching great. By the end, it was like, get out of here, Fiers.
Did it
tattoo of yourself on your arm?
We didn't even talk about it. Did it hurt just a little bit that you got beat by Doug Fister? I loved having Doug Fister on the team because Chance and I would tweet every time he was on the mound. It's so childish, but yet.
So Doug Fister would always go six innings.
Yeah.
And give up. He would always give up three runs, which is not considered a quality start.
No, it's not
but
a quality start.
I called it a quality Fister because that's what he would do. And that's a good one. And that's good. If you could get six and three, that's a QF.
Well, and now, honestly, what is now? That's funny that you should say that because now not one starter do you think, well, if he gives up three or four runs, that's a, you know what, we're fine with that. Charlie Bleepin' Morton, if he gives up a couple of runs, it was an okay. There is not a starter that you have that you go, it's okay. You know what? You got a nice start out of that guy because he gave up three, four runs.
First time through, it's pretty good for the first time through.
Other than Keuchel.
The rotation. Yeah, other than Keuchel.
Well, he's not going to be here next year anyway, so we don't care about him, right? Doug, you just gave the definition of a quality start. Six innings.
No, it is six innings. Yeah, it was something else then. I think it was if you went maybe six.
It's not
and four,
a great start.
Maybe 6-4. I
no,
just
it's
called
quality.
It was a quality Fister. It was like 6-4. Maybe it was 7-5. I can't remember what it was, but Fister was able to pull these off all the time, and he actually gave you a shot whenever he was on the mound.
Yeah, that was fine. That was fine.
A little bit.
You know what? How about that your stopper could be Charlie Morton? You've lost a couple of games in a row. Oh, good. We got Charlie on the mound.
You know, you're pretty much right. Keuchel's last start was June 2nd, and then his first start back was July 28th. So, you know, almost 2 months.
That's what, hello.
Not 2.5 months.
2 months.
And he was unstoppable before
That was your ace last year. He was gone for 2 months. How long was McCullers out? A month and a half.
Can I just mention one little quick thing about dating back to regular season games, since the time he made it back, we would see he has been a .500 pitcher. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Say 6-7 since he came back from injury. Dallas Keuchel.
I'm telling you, that's not a guy that he's not getting that big deal here. That's for sure. He's going to get a big deal somewhere, but it's not going to be here.
Probably not. No. These guys are too
that's
value.
That's why you brought in Garrett Cole, and as soon as Forrest Whitley puts down the bong, then he's going to be here as well. So
it wasn't weed.
Well,
he had to stay up, whatever the hell they said he had to do.
Whatever it was.
You know what it was. It was Addies. You know it was Addies.
He had to stay up?
He was driving. Remember him and his buddy were driving someplace. He needed to stay up.
I had to drive, so I just crushed him. I just opened up my time-release Addy and just snorted all that. Like, hey, that's not what you were doing.
Whatever. As soon as it came out, he said, well, I was pretty childish. So
I can't believe I just was the brand new beta version of Fortnite came out, and I wanted to stay up for 3 days and play it.
Do you know there's a college?
That's a real possibility.
I know. So there's a college football player. I'll tell you the story when we come back about a college football player in video games that is making rounds with NFL scouts.
Why don't you talk about poker right now?
Let me tell you something now. You ever had this happen? Have you ever had kings? Okay.
Yeah.
You're sitting with pocket kings.
And an ace on the flop.
And you play, let's just say you're in a 1-3 cash game and you play, there's six people in before you, and you raise it to 40, and four people stay in. And then after that, the ace doesn't come on the flop.
Ooh.
And you just see queen.
And you fire.
You see queen, 10, 8. Mm-hmm. And you hit it with another 60. Mm-hmm. And there's one caller. And then
you're scared the bleep out of you.
Yeah, and then another card comes that can't help anybody. And you fire again. And the guy decides to come in. And a 10 falls. And you're like, sweet, I'm all in. He's all in. And it turns out that he rivered a straight. Have you ever had that happen where somebody rivers a straight and you had the best hand?
Apparently someone, this happened to someone I know.
This is a hypothetical hand. This is a totally hypothetical hand.
Apparently this happened to someone I know.
You could be the winner or you could be the riveree at Prime Social.
Right.
Because there are winning hands and there are losing hands. We also have some listeners who are in there playing, because I've seen some on occasion and talk to them about different things. You can get in there and play cash games, 1-3 games. It's free from 11 to 4 p.m. There is no fee to get in. And then when you get there after 4, the fee is $10 to get in. You buy your membership, and that's how it's legal. There is no rake off the top of any of them. I can just tell you this, a lot of fun cash games. You can play Omaha. You can play No Limit. And every single day there's a tournament at 12. So if you got a day where you're off, go play in one of their tournaments and see if you can cash in. At the final table, it almost never goes to completion. If you get to the final table, you have a great chance of making money with that little chop that they do at the end. So make sure that you go see my friends over at Prime Social. That is Prime Social 7801 Westheimer, the nicest poker room in the entire city of Houston with 20 tables, a beautiful location, beautiful interior, great cocktail waitresses. The management staff is awesome, and they've got food and beverage waiting for you at PrimeSocialTX.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, I can't tell. Are these Dante DiVincenzo tweets real, or did somebody is somebody making this stuff up that he is that he's tweeting out there?
Well, when he was 14?
Well, I like it when girls lick my... It's a life-changing feeling. That was in 2012.
Real.
Probably. But wait, who's capturing these and saving them? Because he's eliminated all his tweets already.
Because somebody went and did it early. And you got to think about, why would somebody do that? What did he do to them? Nothing. He just had a great national championship game.
So we have to bring him down.
And so our society's so miserable that somebody went and said, I'm going to be the first to see if I can dig some dirt up on him.
Right.
That's it.
Jackie. Apparently it was Jackie that, because Jackie says he's LLMAO. Jackie's laughing at this because Dante said he likes when girls do that to him. I mean, I think that's probably, I mean.
Don't. Just don't. I know where you're going. What about those Astros and the leaf blower?
And Villanova, because, you know, you have to always say something was hacked. Their initial response was to a couple of the tweets. Unfortunately, a Twitter account belonging to Dante DiVincenzo was hacked tonight. None of the statements attributed to Dante are his. He has not used the account for months. The account has been deactivated. Please disregard any of these false tweets. They deleted that one when it was shown that the tweets that were being published for people to see were from years ago.
Yeah. Well, but this is what... See, and that's a problem. And every coach, they look... College coaches, they want to know. And Jay Wright probably went, oh, this dude's good. This dude's good. And look at what the hell he's tweeting. Good Lord. God, we got it. Dante, just shut that account down. Dante. Hey, can you guys ask Soccer Dell what he thought of Quimpleshire FC's keeper play and stoppage time in EPL over the weekend?
Well, there is no Quimpleshire in the EPL.
Isn't it Harry Potter? Doesn't he play for them?
Show some respect to the EPL.
That's Quidditch. I'm going to have to ask you to not disrespect the greatest league in the world.
Oh, is it?
Thank you. Yes. Oh. Actually, yes.
Where does the MLS fall in that? Is it like a double A or single A?
I would say it's probably no, double A would assume these guys are going to rise up the ranks and actually become major leaguers. They're probably
Are you going to call them independent league?
No, what I was going to say is, you know, they're all the triple A, mostly they're all triple A guys who are never going to make it, but they still, they're too good for certain.
The older, because that's it's triple A.
Because any of the guys who are in triple A are only going to, in MLS, are probably going to spend like a year there, and if they're really good, they're going to go play someplace else.
There's more there's more hope in double A. Triple A, there's some in Triple A, but in Triple A, you know how there's the Crash Davises of the world or in Triple A.
But there are more. There are multiple EPL. Well, where is La Liga?
La Liga is up there as well.
Yeah,
Liga might be better.
Well, it might be depending on
maybe the top two teams.
Yeah, Real and Barcelona. Yeah. But the depth of the English league is better. The MLS is where you go to, like, if you're Zlatan and you're done dominating Europe and you're old, you come here and at like 35.
Yeah. Cash some easy checks.
He goes, hey, I know I've been here for a week. I'll score two goals and change a game for you.
Yeah.
That's what he...
Well, like, that's why Zlatan could have easily kept playing at a high level. He just wanted to come smash American women. That's 100% what this is.
Well, he's married or something.
She's not okay with it? Come on.
She has to be. She has no choice. But where is Quimpleshire? I mean, how good is
this
team?
That is not an actual
name. They got relegated years ago.
That's not a name of a team anywhere.
Oh, they got relegated.
No, they didn't get relegated.
Quimpleshire. That was Fulham.
Just because you add Shire to the back of anything, like Derbyshire, that doesn't help.
Hey, this week is the Derbies, right? Well, we got two derbies.
We got Manchester.
The Manchester.
No,
derby.
And there's another derby.
They're
too.
Called Derby. That's no. Derby. Why do they pronounce it Derby?
I'm not English. I don't know.
No, there's two derbies. I saw that NBC had a.
They call them the Derbies, but it's D-E-R-B-Y. Right, but why do they call it Derbies?
I don't know.
The Derbies. We have.
You're an Everton fan. Why? Yeah, you should know.
We have ours is against
Liverpool.
Dreaded Liverpool. We hate Liverpool. It's also a Crip and Blood.
Is that the Merseyside?
It's Merseyside
Derby.
It doesn't go well for us. I'm on the wrong side of that one. You know what that one's like? Colts Texans for the first 15 years,
and now
I'm the
how is it now?
No, let me tell you something. I absolutely cheer for the Texans in soccer. Everton, they are the Texans. They will lose late for no reason. They don't have enough defense. You go into a season excited, and they bring you down immediately, and then you're just playing out the string. I cheer for two Texans teams. The Texans and Everton Texans.
The Everton Texans.
I happen to cheer for Manchester City called the Houston Astros. Hey, I want to tell you, so the story, this is making rounds with NFL scouts. There is a team who has wearable technology, and this team wants to measure sleep patterns and sleep habits. And the team, is really trying to go the next level with nutrition and sleep and performance and stuff like this. And so they're measuring the sleep habits and sleep patterns of their players. They want to try to get them to play at an optimal level. And so apparently they were going through all the sleep patterns, and they were finding out who's getting the most sleep, how restful the sleep is, things like that. And they found a player who was getting, and they tracked for 2 weeks, and they found one player is getting about 1.5 to 2 hours of sleep a night. And they're like, okay, this isn't great. So they brought the player in to ask, hey, this is your sleep patterns? Are you keeping this on? Yeah. Okay. You had like 13 hours of sleep 1 week. You should get that minimum in 2 days. That's not enough for 2 days. He goes, yeah. I just don't sleep much. I don't need it. Well,
yeah.
Science says you do. So what are you doing? He goes, I just stay up and play video games all night. When do you go to sleep? He goes, about like 6. This kid, and I will tell you off the air, he doesn't do anything but play video games. So they ask him to stop. They checked again, the wearable technologies during the season. Same thing. And they said, well, I thought you were going to stop. He goes, yeah, I usually do. Sometimes I'm out just hanging out with my friends, or I'm at a girl's, like, you're not supposed to tell. First of all, none of these answers are right. You're supposed to be sleeping. He goes, yeah, I'm just not going to be a sleeper. Okay. Well, you won't play in the league probably. So NFL teams have this information on the kid. That basically, character flaws, doesn't sleep, only plays video games all night long.
And when did that become a character flaw?
former five-star recruit, too.
Huh. I don't know why that's a character flaw. Because, dude, he's smashing, and he's playing video games.
Yeah.
What a great life. He may not be smashing. He may just be playing video games.
Probably is just playing video games.
Well, then that's a problem.
Why? He's staying out of trouble.
He needs to smash.
It's not even,
if he's going to be up all night, he needs to be smashing instead of just video
games.
Which
one makes you more tired, smashing or playing video games?
Well, neither of them to this kid, apparently.
Well, eventually you go to sleep after the smash, Dell.
Yeah.
Apparently Fortnite, and I saw one of my kids downloaded Fortnite. I said, Fortnite is like the crack. This video game is the crack of video games. People, you can Google Fortnite, losing jobs, staying up, being hospitalized because they can't go to sleep because they're addicted to this. This is apparently the most addictive video game that's ever been made.
Really? Fortnite.
Yeah. Is it a shooter game, Dell? My son said, it's just a cartoon. No, I don't want to hear it's just a cartoon. Well, they're all video games in the first place.
Yeah. Hey, let's get Raphael in here because it's okay. I don't think we mentioned this. We didn't even mention this yesterday, but it is Masters Week.
We mentioned it.
I don't think we did. Let's get Raphael in here, and he wants to talk about the Masters, but who doesn't? What's up, Raphael?
Hey, shortest wait time
in the world.
That's a lie.
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Now, me and a couple of my friends, we do this thing every year for all the majors. We're, we'll do a draft for all the golfers that are playing in the tournament. And normally we pick about two golfers apiece. Well, three golfers apiece and then drop our lowest one after the first two rounds. I was trying to see if I can get y'all's favorites outside of, like, Tiger and Spieth and Rory. And see if y'all can give me a couple of sleepers as well.
Well, I really like Bubba this year, although
I like Hosler.
Either Bubba wins it or he doesn't make the cut, and that's the problem with Bubba. But Bubba's playing so well, and he plays this course so well. He's already got a couple green jackets.
Mark Hosler's my guy.
Bo, you mean? He's not? Oh,
that's my pick, by the way. I just combined two different golfers' names. Okay.
I didn't know that was a, yeah. Yeah. I thought you were talking about real golfers.
No.
Yeah, he's not
what,
in
what
it.
What about Dell?
Dell, do you have a
Dell,
have
who's
a
your guy?
Guy?
Yeah, BJ Fowler, I'm looking at.
BJ Fowler?
Yeah. I think that guy's got a real shot to win.
That's not. He's stopped. Okay.
No, BJ Fowler's the. You don't think BJ Fowler has a shot?
No.
I actually like Eddie Pinheiro.
You mean the kicker from Florida?
He probably has as good of a shot as Fred Fowler.
You know who's playing really well right now? Is Justin Rose. All right, you got to look at that. You got to look at him.
Play Casey McDermott. There's got a chance.
No one wants to play Casey McDermott.
And oh, by the way, you have got to play Justin Thomas.
See, John is giving you false
Georgia
information.
Georgia Tech quarterback.
I would go with Mike. I would go with Michael Aguayo as my guy.
No, he's not a kicker. There's no kickers. So, did you guys see that Saban and Justin Thomas are like boys, are best friends?
The Georgia Tech quarterback.
Quarterback?
The big golfer, okay.
Would Saban be boys with anybody?
He's an Alabama guy.
Nick Saban is team no new friends.
No, because Justin Thomas is a champion, and Nick is globbing on.
I don't feel like Nick has friends. I just think he has acquaintances and some people that he coaches. I mean, well, that's it. Does he really
people
have...
People he tolerates.
Well, yeah. Justin...
They're kind of like... LinkedIn people
was
him,
a great
like,
golfer there, and then he's like the best golfer in the world. So the two of them are
he's a front
and
runner.
Nick is the Alabama greatest coach in the world. So the two of them I can see getting.
They got friends once he got good.
Yeah, he's a front.
Nick's not going to be a
front runner. Yeah,
an acquaintance with somebody who's a loser.
No,
Nick's a star effer.
No, he's a 5-star effer.
Oh, clearly yes.
Let's talk about.
There's no good segue.
Let's talk about Nick's testosterone. You think Nick's got testosterone problems? No.
I don't know if he does. I can tell you this: he's probably gotten it fixed because his quality of life is not going to suffer. Would you want to suffer if you're out there trying to hit the recruiting trail and get the very best prospects you can? You want to make sure that your testosterone level is high because what that allows you to do is stay as competitive as possible. It really does impact your drive. Low testosterone lowers your drive. What does that mean? Well, it can lower your desire or your ability to get through workouts, your desire on the home front with your wife or your girlfriends. It can have an impact at the workplace where you're just not getting anything done. You don't have the drive to move up in the world. It's really like a gray cloud that just hangs over you and you can feel it. You're just in a funk. Get out of that funk. If that's something that's bothering you right now, it could be low testosterone, especially if you work out and you're not seeing the same results. That's a telltale sign that your testosterone level has dropped. Get your testosterone level checked out by Men's T Clinic. There's four locations, including the brand new location in Pasadena. So now they have Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and of course, Durham and I-10 right there in the Heights. You stop in, you get tested, they'll have your results within minutes, and they can get you started on a treatment course the exact same day. Most insurance companies are going to cover it as well. Get back to being the real you with my friends over at Men's T Clinic. That's mensteclinic.com.
He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 736 ESPN 97.5. Jackie makes a good point here. He said, and I hate to say that Jackie makes a good point, but Jackie did make a good point. Show me a team that did a better job unveiling their 2017 World Series championship banner, though. You know what? They did do the best job in the world. They did the best job of anybody unveiling their 2017 World Champion. And by the way, Cowboy Steve, it is World Champion. He said, no, they won the World Series. They're not the world champ. Yes, they are.
They are.
Because I have proof, tweet it out.
I thought the United States was the world champion.
Pardon me?
I thought the United States was the world champion. Did they win the World Baseball Classic?
The United States is the world champion at everything.
No, but, at everything.
Yes, at everything.
Not at soccer.
Not
at hockey.
If we wanted to be. But you know what? LeBron doesn't play soccer, right?
That is the dumbest argument ever.
No, it's the absolute truth.
No, it's not.
If Michael Jordan would have played soccer, we'd be the best soccer.
If Michael Jordan was taught soccer in Europe and then came back and played here, yeah, we'd probably be pretty good.
Why? We can't teach soccer here?
Have you seen us?
Yeah. We teach soccer.
Athletes aren't the problem. We still have athleticism isn't the problem. We don't teach it very well.
We'd get Jurgen over here and he could teach.
And he was here.
Yeah. How did that work out?
Stunk.
He didn't have them from when they were four chasing each other around, okay?
No, the best coach is actually in, like, Japan somewhere. It's an American, and he's just went over to Japan. He goes, yeah, America, they don't really care to do it the right way, so I'll go teach these kids when they're little. They give soccer balls to kids when they're two and three and just let them play with their feet kicking around and all this. And he's got kids there in Japan that can do the craziest stuff because they've had a ball like on their foot forever. We don't teach our – John's right, though. If we just said – all right,
no, he's not.
Yeah.
If we basically went just like Mother Russia and we said, okay, these 10 kids, you're not allowed to play any sport but soccer, and rounded them up and put them in a soccer home for youth.
And if we because Leo Messi is a tremendously – impressive athlete.
Oh, we've got a Leo Messi. His name is Jose Altuve. We just let him play
baseball. He's Venezuelan.
He's pretty much ours. Have you seen the HEB commercial?
I don't think he's from here.
He couldn't play
for
us.
They don't have a team in Venezuela, probably.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Latin America doesn't do soccer.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, Latin America. Not a fan of soccer.
Now, you see, don't you think they're pissed off that Altuve chose baseball? Yeah. But you know what?
Because
baseball
know. Here's
is
what you do.
Jose, because baseball's great.
Where are you from, Jose? I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah. Oh, you're from Des Moines? Okay, great. Mm. Aren't those delicious loose meat sandwiches that you have there? I love loose meat sandwiches. It's on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Okay. Do you want to play some soccer?
I don't think we can do that voice.
He does it all the time on TV.
That's actually his voice. You're doing an impression. We were told at one point that, hey, if you continue to, you know, do that voice, maybe the guys won't join you on the show.
Yeah.
What voice?
Yes. No, you can't be doing that voice.
What voice?
No.
What were we told? Guys, was this before I was here? Were y'all doing different voices?
Yes. Well, we had...
We had Jose Altuve on the mobile. No, we had Carlos Gomez on the mobile.
Carlos Gomez on the mobile. We had to shut that down.
And we were told that the guys are somewhat self-conscious as it is.
There's zero chance that any of them were listening to any of the
shows.
If they ever heard it, then yes. And I can't blame them. No more Carlos Gomez on a mobile because
we may at He's some not point.
Here. It was radio gold now.
Okay. We are sacrificing it for the potential chance.
We're doing it for the team.
We're getting all these Astros on the air. Well, of course, I don't care because I'm off at 9:30 and none of them are going to be on until 9:30.
Yeah. Like
the only shot you have is maybe actually Real and Dell.
I don't know.
Real,
did you
and
see?
Dell hates baseball.
Did you see Jake Marisnik walking in at 8 o'clock in the morning yesterday?
Yeah, not to our booth.
No, not to our booth.
I didn't hear him walking onto a phone call. When's the last Astro you had in season on the air?
In season?
Lima.
Probably season on the air. Probably.
We had a pitcher at some
Berkman.
Point.
Berkman.
No,
Berkman.
We had someone. Maybe not this early, but we've had pitchers before. I forgot who it was. We've had players before.
We had who did we have this spring? Jack.
No, that's you when you go out there. But during the season,
we had a real player. Him when we were here. Jack.
He's 28.
Jack Mayfield.
Count.
Jack Mayfield.
Baker's older brother.
No, it's not Baker's older brother. We had Jack Mayfield on. That's like, the last player we've ever had, and the only player we've
ever
had.
He's a hook. He's not an Astro. He's a hook. I said, who's the last Astro? Not the last hook.
By the way, Rory is plus 1,000, 10-1 odds, and Justin Thomas, and Dustin Johnson, both 11-1 odds. Yeah. Tiger 14-1.
I take it back. It was the combination of Hinch and Luno. We don't get players.
No, we don't get players.
No,
never. No. That's why I'm saying, like, ooh, you better not do something hilarious on radio because Carlos Gomez might not join
not
you.
Carlos, but people who might sound like him.
You should have done 1,000 go goes in a row.
But we don't control the guy. He just hasn't called in. It's not one of our. It's not like you know, Sister Jean.
The guy who called us and asked us not to do that anymore brought us the World Series trophy. So we said okay, that's fine, and we had the World Series.
How did
trophy.
The World Series trophy do for the listeners?
They got to come in and take a picture with it.
Yeah, they did.
Well, they were mostly just people here.
Yeah, they weren't listeners.
They listen though.
They work here.
They listen here. Well, they listen.
And friends don't. Of the station. Like, and by friends I mean clients.
Yeah, clients.
Well, yeah.
Clients
what you going to do? Can we get some Astros talk and national championship talk?
What would you like to talk about, Lance?
I want to talk about the game a little bit, and I want to talk about Jose Altuve ruining 742 now. We will do it when we come back. I want to tell you about Bill Advisor right now because Jose Altuve did something yesterday that he's the best at baseball at, and it's the reason he's better than Biggio. Sorry. Here is old school Astro fan who's going to flip the channel, but I don't care. Maybe before you flip the channel, I should tell you about Bill Advisor and the chance for you, like one of our listeners, Gary, who made the switch over. He thanked me on Twitter last week because he saved $1,700. And I got to tell you something. It just didn't surprise me because when he initially reached out to me in the direct message, he said, "Is this for real?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's... company's for real. It really works." And he said, "Well, you said something that made me think. I've been with DirecTV and before they merged with AT&T. I've probably been with them for 13 years. I've never looked into getting any bills changed at all." And I said, "Oh, they're going to be crushing you." And he had what he thought was a bundle package that was saving him all this money. He ended up saving just on that over $1,000 on that bundle package for the year by itself. And then when they got into the other issues like the energy bill and his home phone and then his home and auto insurance, it ended up being $1,700. You can find these same kind of savings for one low monthly fee. You have a chance to have a company scour your bills, renegotiate your bills, and then continue to look at your bills on a monthly basis to make sure that you don't have those rates raised on you, or they'll counter it when they do with another phone call and getting those rates dropped again. You need Bill Advisor on your side. Text BILLS to 313131 or go to BillAdvisor.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Are the Astros finessing the game here? Yuli Gurriel has been put on the DL.
Oh, what happened to him?
He's been hurt.
He was active. What happened?
I know he was active. Well, he served his 5-game suspension, and then the Astros said, "You know what? We'll beat you with 24 players. We don't care."
I love it. That's the way you should do it. He's not going to play. Then let him have a suspension. That's why he's not playing.
Right. Well,
take up a roster spot. Who cares?
Right. Well, you could have had 25 guys these first 5 games.
You need it.
You didn't need it.
Look at your rotation now.
Well, yeah.
You know what they could do? They could put Tony Sipp on the DL, and he could be like, "Wait, what?
Why it's got to be Tony Sipp, though? I mean, one guy. You get one
terrible
guy.
Pitcher. Oh, you can make it Giles, too, if you want.
You get one guy, Del, and he's
what
taking
What did Tony Sipp do to you this year?
Yeah.
So far, nothing.
All right, then. So leave him alone.
Give it time.
Leave him alone.
Give it time. The last 2 years, he's tried to ruin my life. No, but it's not just him.
What? He's a middle reliever ruining your life. Stop it.
Ken Giles tried to ruin my life.
He's a left-handed specialist.
How is he ruining your life?
Because
you see him once every 5 days.
No. Giles is trying to ruin your life. Giles and Davinsky.
Nah, I can't. There's nothing better than Giles Swarm, who will come after you and like, "Here's the real deal on Ken Giles. You don't get anywhere without Ken Giles' magic performances last year in the regular season. Let me show you some splits. Let me show you some splits of the postseason." Well, the postseason doesn't matter. It's a small sample size. Like, tell it to Bagwell and Biggio that no one cares about postseasons.
Well, it does matter, and it mattered last year when he was when the Astros have a 3-run lead in the 10th and he can't hold it.
He got banished from his role in the World Series. You can never change that. You were the guy the Astros kicked out of baseball for 2 games.
Well, did
and you were the guy that came in to the Minute Maid Park and everyone went, "Oh."
Well, and
one guy goes,
"Why do we
no?
Why do we forget Davinsky?" It's the same thing.
He's not a closer. Let him step into the closer role and watch the heat that he gets.
Okay. He just destroys you in the 7th or the 8th. Okay, what's the difference?
Oh, no. You think I'm just riding Team Davinsky, no questions asked? That guy makes me nervous as hell now. I saw last year when he came to the mound, I thought he was going to throw up at one point.
And he's got the same exact numbers.
No, regular season, I loved him.
He's got the same exact numbers right now as Giles, and yet nobody's talking about him.
They will let him be a closer.
No, the 8th inning is just as important when you have a lead.
That's not true because Chad Qualls got the business. Dan Maselli got. If you screw up long enough, Davinsky was an all-star last year. So
Gregerson got the business.
Eventually he did too.
He did.
Yeah, he got the business. When you're a closer, you don't do your job, you get crushed. You know that. That's just the way it is. And then if you keep sucking as a setup man, you will get crushed too. They give you a little bit of leeway, not a lot. Well, let the closer be awesome and the setup guy not awesome, and then the swarm will turn to him.
Yeah.
Ken Giles' swarm is awesome because they will defend him against everything. And there is, to me, when you get banished from a World Series, when you get sent to the wall with the Night Watch, I'm just like, do you come back from that? And are we going to act like nothing happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Except you can't smash anymore because you're on the wall.
Let me ask you like this: so if you were that's true. That was a tough thing.
Except no one pays attention to that apparently.
Yeah, because
you can't take it. In the bylaws they say, but you read closely. You can't take a wife or you can't love a woman, but you can.
You can smash.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought you had to be
celibate. That was explained.
Ygritte.
That was kind of explained.
I know, but you're not. You're Sam, especially not supposed to Wilding. Smash Wilding.
Sam and Gilly.
I don't count him.
Speaking of Gilly or Dilly.
It's Gilly.
Did you see this? There is a tweet by Bryce Ritchie. I don't know why Bryce Ritchie is talking about golf. Just been told security staff at Augusta National have been handed a sheet and a list of sayings that are prohibited. I'm told Dilly Dilly is one of them.
What about hit him with the hind? Is that one?
No, that's, yes. Patrons who shout out these phrases will be removed immediately.
Which phrases?
Dilly dilly. You're not allowed to say.
Where's this?
I'm all about this.
Hold
you know
on.
What?
Where is this?
Augusta National.
Well, first of all, you're not allowed to shout out anything, are you?
Yeah, you can say nice shot, or you can say.
Are you sure?
Well, you can't shout it per se.
You can just say it like is this. You tell me which levels are acceptable. Tell me if this is acceptable. Ready? Dilly dilly.
No, okay. Unacceptable.
Is this acceptable? Get it.
No, not unacceptable.
What about this one? Well played, sir.
A little loud.
Okay. Well played.
What about?
That's wonderful.
Okay.
EAD and Poulter.
No, EAD is not acceptable behavior. No. Anything that's above like a normal talk. Anything that's above.
What about this? Killing it! Too loud?
Yeah.
Nice job.
Well, that's okay.
Okay, what about this?
If you toned it down just a hair.
You're so long, Tiger!
Mm.
Off the tee.
We're not making reference to Tigers Tigers Perkins waitresses.
We're not. There's a lot you can't. You pretty much can't do
anything. No, you. Stuff. And here's the deal. You lose that badge.
Drive it into the rough!
We do not root.
Can we chant?
There is no rough, first of all.
Elin.
Elin. No. There's no reference to Elin anywhere on the course.
Is that
Where's
that's not
my
bad?
Syrup? Can you do that? Do chants like that?
No. No chants. We're not chanting.
No
chants. Unless it's a Gregorian chant. That's the only way we're going to do that.
Tiger Woods.
No, we're not doing any of that. And that's what the way. No, we're not.
Can you just say? Can you say the lyrics to this song?
No.
No futures allowed.
No, we're not.
No amigos are allowed.
I'm surprised this dude is allowed on the course if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, he's a little sketchy for me.
He's wearing a white white coveralls like a caddy at Augusta National.
Is his chest supposed to be exposed that much?
I will say this, though. That's tradition right
there.
We
are talking about
know,
a guy on TV.
Oh, there's a guy on TV who's got a giant beard, and he's on ESPN.
What's traditional about it, John?
That is how all of the caddies looked back in the day at Augusta National.
Well, Augusta, the par three, has never been better than when Clarence made that shot from the rough when we let the caddies have at it.
Here's your three wood, Mr. Bobby. What? You can just call me Mr. Jones. You don't have to call me Mr. Bobby.
No, they had to call him Mr.
Bobby. Mr. Bobby.
Say Mr. Bobby. Yeah, what can I get? That's all right, Clarence. Keep on going the way you're doing it. You're going to be all the way up in the caddy circles at number five. You're the number nine caddy right now. Just don't get too bossy and lippy.
Now, Clarence, you watch out now.
You're a little out of your league right here, Clarence.
Out of order, Clarence.
In the day, they did not allow you to bring your own caddy. You had to use one of the caddies from Augusta National.
You mean at the tournament?
At the tournament.
Yeah.
Right. One of the Augusta National tournament caddies.
Mr. Jack, good to see you again.
755.
That's the 80s you could be doing that, Mr. Jack.
Well, I think maybe back in the 70s they were still doing that.
Hey, so I didn't get to mention this. Is there anything better than Jose Altuve taking that pitch the other way, two on, and he drives the ball. He gets a nasty pitch on the outer portion that was probably going to be a ball, but it could have been called a strike. And he just throws the hands out there, two-run RBI into right field. And you know, that to me, that play is why I consider him probably the greatest Astro. I know time has to pass and he has to not have a stroke or, you know, be paralyzed. Because if he just keeps playing baseball, it's over for Craig Biggio as the greatest Astro, or Bagwell, or whoever you consider, Ken Forsch, whoever you consider the greatest Astro. But what he's done is there really isn't, there's nothing that you can go to and you say, yeah, but Jose Altuve struggles with this. What is it he struggles to hit?
Nothing.
High ball?
Nothing.
Low ball? Outside? Is there a slider? Is it the curveball? Is it fastballing on the hands? There's not one area that you can point to where you say, well, this is his kryptonite.
Nothing. No, there's nothing he can hit.
He played for years. But he never got to a point where he could handle that slider away.
Which is why I believe, in 15 years, we're going to be talking about him at Pete Rose. In 15 years, we're going to be talking about Jose Altuve because, and here's the deal, they gave him, did you see the grounder to shortstop in Texas on Sunday? That he beat, well, he threw, it wasn't Andrus, they had pulled Andrus from the game already. But he threw off the bag and they gave him a hit. They gave Altuve a hit because he was flying down the line. He would have been out if it was a good throw, which was, a poor scoring decision. I don't know if they were trying to keep the dude from getting an error or they were trying to give Altuve an extra hit. I don't know why they would do that. The official scorer would do that in Texas. But that's the kind of thing. That dude can beat out grounders to short. That's why. And he will continue to be able to run in 10 to 12 years. He gets more hits from crap, bounce 12 hoppers to short than anybody. And that is why he is going to compete, if he stays healthy, for Pete Rose's all-time hit
record. He can get you eight to ten infield hits. That might be on the low side, probably. More like probably 12 to 15 infield hits.
Yeah.
Right? Right. For a year?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
I would say at least 15.
At least. How many infield hits did he have? I would love to see how many infield hits he had last year.
Two hoppers. Either to the 5.5 hole or between second and short, it's you know there's a low chance you're going to get him.
Absolutely, no, you're not going to get him. A shortstop running to his left behind second base to throw Altuve out is not happening.
He can spoil good pitches and keep ABs alive. He's a first ball fastball hitter, so if you mess around and throw him a pitch that's hittable, the first pitch, he's going to be sitting on it. And he's going to hurt you, and then he's a bad ball hitter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not really, and he's an out pitch hitter too. There's not really. Now I agree with you. I mean, he's got four straight 200 hit seasons. Oh. That's a pretty good indicator of what he's
going to
do.
He can average over the next 10 years 200 hits a season. He can average maybe just above that. He can average that. Over the next 10.
That's a ton, John. 14 years of 400 hits.
Dude, I'm telling you. He's such a hit. And you don't think, why can't he get better? Why can't he get better is a question.
You can't get better than this?
Well, yes, you can. Lance, that's maybe one of the, Jose Altuve can't get better, you said. That's what you just said. I'm disgusted now. We got to go to break.
Pretty soon you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
Yeah, see, Lance?
I don't feel like he can get better than 350 and 200 hits.
Says you. 759 ESPN 97.5. Is there anybody better than Rich Drake? No. Not in the renter's business. Not in the renter's game, there's not. Rich Drake is doing it better than anybody. And we got him. You know what? We cherish him here in this city. Rich Drake. Yep. And he's like a monument. They'll build a statue outside of some rental property, I'm sure. Of Rich Drake. He is doing things that nobody in the renting game is doing right now.
I'm sorry. We didn't realize there was going to be a statue at this property we're renting. Can we have the statue removed of some random guy with glasses? This is Richard Drake from Renter's Warehouse. I'm sorry.
You should have just said that at first.
Fine print. It's staying here in your driveway. Why do we have a statue in our driveway?
Because Rich Drake... Like they didn't know that Rich Drake was going to have a statue outside their house.
I don't know if the renters will erect a statue, but I know who will. The people who are renting the property, when they have 17 days or less where someone's in their property and they're getting top dollars, they're the ones who are going to be crafting that statue to Renter's Warehouse, because you are going to get your property rented out. Instead of trying to sell your home and having it on the market for 6, 7, 8 months with multiple reductions in price, how about you get top dollar right off the bat?
Yeah.
Renter's Warehouse.
It's what they do every single day. You're looking for the best way to go about this. You just call them. 713-224-RENT. 713-224-RENT. Stop trying to sell the house. You've had it on the market for how long? Go rent it out and keep the property and let Renter's Warehouse do everything. And you're worried about who's going to be living in your house? You get to pick it. You get to pick who's living in your house. All you got to do is call 713-224-RENT or renterswarehouse.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.